So let's quickly review. We can do today, try to do today the Rambam, Rashi, we'll see. But let's just quickly review what we're up to. So we have a halacha of chadash. Chadash is new produce. When produce grows, it's aser to eat until the Omer, the carbon Omer, until Pesach. We'll call it Pesach. Okay, until Pesach. You're not allowed to eat the thing when it's new until the change of seasons, which takes place, Pesach. Pesach is the beginning of the new harvest. So that's the beginning of the new harvesting season, and then it's the next planting year. Right? You start harvesting, and you start harvesting last year's crop, and you start planting this year's crop. So in the first planting year, you're not allowed to eat a thing in its first year. Okay, you have to wait. That's called chadash. You have to wait till it becomes yashan. Okay, and becomes yashan at Pesach, Karban Omer. Okay, so far so good. Okay, now what does it mean? So the thing is this, it has to take root before Pesach. If it takes root before Pesach, which is 3 days after you plant it, whatever, but it takes root before Pesach, so then when Pesach comes along, so now it's a second year, it's no longer a rookie, it's a second year plant. And the second year plant is produce is mutter. Okay? Fine. The Omer is matir. Okay? The Omer, the carbon Omer, or the Pesach, the matir is this.
That's the turning point.
Yes. Now the thing is like this: is that so? Let's say you buy produce. Let's say you're in Israel, you buy produce a month after Pesach. Now you want to know: is it mutter? Is it aser? I don't know. It depends. It depends when it took root. If it's something which took root before Pesach, it's okay. If it took root after Pesach, it's not okay, right? Because the idea is it took root. Let's say it takes root the day after Pesach, so then it's aser until next year Pesach. Okay, because it's still first year. So now you don't know, right? So you say Safek, Savita Raisa. But the Rosh says no. You don't say Savita Raisa. So you say Safek, you say Savita Raisa Chabra. But the Rosh says no. It's a Sveik Sveika. It's a double Safek. He says, what's a double Safek? The principle is when you have a double Safek, a Safek built on a Safek, you don't have to be Machmir. You have a right to be Mekam. You have to be lenient if it's a double Safek. So what's a double Safek? He says, maybe the Tfua, the produce is from last year. Right, all the way from last year's produce. Right, in which case, let's say it grew, grew already. I planted it in last cycle, whatever. In which case, the Omer is the Pesach was matir, right? Because it went passed by Pesach. It's really old tefuah. So this Pesach basically matired it. It made a mutter. And even if it's from this year's crop, right? Maybe it took root before Pesach. Maybe it's a group before Pesach, and in which case it's also mutter. So it's like a suffix on a suffix. The problem is it doesn't really make sense. All right? I mean, I can try to explain it to you, but I think what you're intuiting is the problem, is just the problem, is that it's one suffix. Essentially, it's one suffix. Is did it grow, did it take root before the Omer, before Pesach, or after Pesach? What's the difference if it took root a day before Pesach in this year's cycle, or it took root 11 months before Pesach in last year's planting season or whatever. They're the same thing. The question is it from this year? Is it from last year? It's like this artificial distinction. Maybe it's from this year. Maybe it's from last year. Maybe it's from 2 years ago. Maybe it's from 3 years ago. Maybe it's from 4 years ago. Maybe it's from 5 years ago. The question is, maybe it underwent, it was around for Pesach, or maybe it wasn't around for Pesach. So it sounds like an arbitrary distinction which he's making, is that maybe it's from this year's, maybe it's from last year's. Maybe another way to say just his facts. This is a way to make it palatable. He doesn't say that much, but maybe it was from the old produce from last year, which was planted before the rainy season, before the winter, right? Maybe it's old. It means it was planted before the rainy season, back in last year, May, June, last year, before the winter. Now it's already April this year. Now it's May in this year, right? So maybe this stuff was planted before the rainy season, August, whatever, in last year. And then definitely it was planted there, growing the whole season, and then it was definitely around Pesach, and therefore it was last year's plantings. Or, right, so then it's mutter. Or, and even if you'll say, but let's say it was this year's plantings. Maybe I planted it in this year's plantings, right? Oh, but even in this year's plantings, as long as I got it in the ground before Pesach, I'm okay. So maybe it was, even if it is this year's plantings, maybe it went in the ground before Pesach.
Like he's registering information that we didn't.
Right. All this should be relevant is whether it's before this Pesach or not. I don't care whether it's before this Pesach because you planted it in March of this year or in August last year. Who really cares? It's the same thing.
It's like differentiating between when it grew and when it took root, right?
Right. Or when it took root. I mean, whether it took root in March of this year or in August last year. But what's the difference? It's the same thing. Point is it from last year's planting or from this year's planting before the owner?
Right.
Okay. Okay. So the Rav says like this. The Rav says, I'm just reviewing what... The Rav's answer for Rashi, he develops this, he proves this, but he basically says is that the Isser of Chadash is an Isser to eat. It's an Isser Achila. Okay? It's an Isser Achila. Now he says like this, that even though it's true, produce, let's take two types of produce. Produce which was produced last year, let's say last winter, you know, whatever, earlier, versus produce that just took root the day before Pesach. Both of those tefillos are going to be mutter after Pesach. Okay? Whether it took root 8-10 months ago or whether it took root a day before Pesach. Both of them are mutter after Pesach. The Omer make it, it's mutter after Pesach. But the Rav says for two very different reasons. Two very different reasons why they're both mutter. They're not mutter for the same reason. And that's going to enable us to fake sveika. Maybe this reason, maybe that reason. What are the two very different reasons? He says, Chadash is an Isser on an Ochal, on a Pri. Okay, if the thing is a pri, then it's aser. Okay, the thing only becomes a pri when it's a third of the way developed. Okay, that's a fact he brings in. Okay, it's only a pri. Tzvua is only defined as a pri when it's a third of the way developed. Okay, whatever that means, a third of the way, but a third of its development. So, if you plant it right before Pesach, it's not a third of the way developed. It's not a pri. It's not nochel. It's not right. It's not a pri yet. It's not tzvua yet. Okay, so. He says, if the thing grew last year, then the thing was a pri. The second it's a pri, it's a new pri, and it's aser. Cheftza, let's say again, you planted it last year before the season. Now it comes along, it grows a third of its development, it's a pri, and it's aser. Now the omer is matir that. Okay, the omer is a matir of the aser. The cheftza is aser, because it's a pri, which is aser, it's tefillah, which is aser, the omer is matir. Okay? But if the thing grew a dip, took root a day before Pesach, there's no Isser Chadash on that because it's not a Pri yet. A Pri is Achila, it's an Ochel, it's on a Pri, on Tefillah, it's not Asar Achila yet. So you can't tell me the Omer is Matir that by Achila because you can't Matir the thing, there's no Isser. Right? Aye, so why is it Mutter? So what happens is at that point it's not Asar. Now this Pesach goes by, 2 months later, it becomes a Pri. Grows, now you'll say, so now it should be aser. But the answer is no, because it's 2 years old now. Because since the thing took root last year, so therefore it's, last year was its chadash year. But last year it wasn't aser because it wasn't a pri. Now this year, it's a 2 year old thing. It's no longer a rookie. The iser chadash is only chal if the thing is chadash. But since it took root before Pesach, it's now it's yashan, now it's old. If it took root after Pesach, then it's chadash. Because that was the changeover of seasons. But if it took root before Pesach, it's not that the Omer was matir it. It's just that now it's no longer Chadash. Now it's Yashon. It's old. It's the second year. So that's different than if it took root way back when. If it took root at the beginning of last year, then it was Asar, the Chafza was Asar, and the Omer matir that Isar. So that's what he's saying. The Rosh Hashanah is maybe the thing already is old and already had a matir of the Omer. And even if it's from this year and it wasn't yet a pre by the Omer, so the Omer couldn't have been matir it, it's mutter anyways because it's 2 year old tefillah, it's yashan. So it's not asar. So there's two different ways the thing could be asar. So things could be mutter. Two ways out of it, and that's this fake. Even though the Mishnah says, listen, as long as the produce takes root before Pesach, it's mutter, it's not always the same thing. It depends. If it grew a third before Pesach, that's mutter in one way. If it didn't grow a third before Pesach, that's mutter in a different way. They're two totally different ways. Okay, and that's the sveik sveika. Maybe it's mutter in way A, maybe it's mutter in way B. And that's the way the Rav. I mean, the Rav develops this, proves it from a Rashi about something else, which currently we're not going to go into. Maybe we'll go back into it. But this is his basic idea. Now, the premise in the whole thing of the Rav is that the food, before it's a third, is not a pri. The tefillah before a third is not a pri, and it's not also to eat. Right, that's what makes this whole thing work. correct? That the thing is not asr to eat. The chad is not asr to eat before it's a third. Since it's not asr to eat, therefore there's no matir. Therefore you have to posit this other thing, right? Because you can't say that matir said there's no isr. That's the premise. Okay, let me read your Rambam. Okay? The Rambam says, kol tvua shehesh risha kodim akravas omer. Any tvua which took root before you bring the karban omer, even though it doesn't, it's not gamar, it's not full, it doesn't become fully developed until after you bring the omer, right? Mutaras ba'achila, misha karav omer. It's mutter to eat from when you bring the omer. Okay? What do you think about that? Kishin in the Rambam is that before you bring the omer, it's not maturi. Right? He's saying is any tefillah which takes root before you bring the omer becomes, even though it's not nigmar, it's not a third yet, it's mutter to eat from when you bring the omer. But before you bring the omer, apparently it's also to eat. Apparently it's also to eat. Right? The prime implication of the Rambam is that if you plant something a week before Pesach, right? The week before Pesach, it's not yet a third. It's not yet a third. It's not fully developed. Okay? It's not a pre. Am I allowed to eat it? No. I'm not allowed to. Rashi said yes. Remember, that was the whole thing. Yes. Well, that was the Rav said that. If it was usher, then you say that Omer is matir. Then the Rav's whole move for Rashi was you were allowed to eat it. Isser chalash, it wasn't chal on the thing. Therefore, there's no matir. Right? Therefore, it's a whole different play why this thing is mutter. Right? The isser wasn't chal. You see, if the isser is already chal, then you have Omer matir, and then there's nothing more to say. So the Rav's whole move is that isser wasn't chal yet. That was the Rav said. The Rambam is holding, if it's a week old, right? Or let's say it's not a third. Let's say it's not a third. It's a quarter, or whatever. Right? It's also to eat, but the omer is matir. It's mutter. Misha maybe omer. Misha ekrav omer. It's mutter from when you bring the omer. So implying is that the omer is matir. Right? The omer is matir, which means before the omer, it's also to eat. It's not a pre. It's not tvua. I don't know. Apparently, it's not so simple. Apparently we have to look into this a little bit more. But that was what the Rav sounded like. It was simple, pashut, of course. How could it possibly be asr b'achila? It's not a priya. It's not a fruit. It's not even a food. It's not even possible. Not so simple. If you realize that the Rav is pulling a little bit of a fast one, he's not attempting to. He's saying it in Rashi. But it sounds like, how could you possibly argue on it? It's not so simple. Because the Rambam implies it's asr. It is asr to eat it. And if it is asr to eat it, right, even though it's not a shlesh, apparently it's asr right away, and then the omer is matir. In which case, there's going to go your sveik sveika. Because then basically, the omer is matir everything. And then you're only going to have one suffix. Was the thing around before Pesach and the omer is matir, or was it not? The Ram doesn't say the sveik sveika. That's just the Rash. And he's using Rashi to explain it. But the way he's doing it is presuming a fact that the Issa Chadash isn't Chal until the thing is a third, which does not seem to be the case in the Rambam. What it means is we have to look into this thing about that it's not a pre. What exactly does this mean? I'll just cut to the chase. I'll get to this. I'll do it more in depth. Tosfos says it is edible. Okay? Tosfos says openly that it is edible before it's a third. It is no Chal. It's not a pre. It's not called Tvua. But it is edible. The plant. Call it a plant, the wheat, the whatever. It's underdeveloped, but still edible. Okay?
The fruit.
It's a fruit. Yeah. I mean, it's not fruit, it's wheat, but yeah, whatever. The fruit part of it. Not that you're not eating the grass, you're eating the wheat. The wheat part.
Early stage.
But he's saying... Leaves. It's not the leaves. No, it means the early stage of the thing. It's like a very, very, very underripe, wheat, but whatever. You say so. I'm just telling you that it's not so simple. Let's see some facts, okay? So let's get some facts here. So it's the Rambam. It comes out in Meiser. The idea that it's not a pre comes out vis-a-vis Trumas and Maestros. Maestros says you have to give, when you have produce, so then you have to give a certain percentage, like 10% of your stuff, to of your produce to the Levi, of each year. So the produce of each year becomes like a unit, and you have to give the percentage of it to the Levi. So it's important how you define the produce. Is it produce of this year, or is it produce of that year? Which year is it associated with? The chi of Meiser has chal when it becomes a fruit. Okay, when it becomes a pre, that's when you're chayiv a Meiser. And if it's in year A, it becomes a fruit, and in 1 year it's chayiv a Meiser. It comes in year B, it's chayiv a Meiser of that year. Okay, and it's associated with that year. You can't take Meiser in 1 year for the previous year or whatever. It's like a unit, the crop, the produce of this year, the return of this year, and the return of next year. What determines whether it's in this year or that year is when it becomes a fruit, when it becomes a pre. Okay? So let's see. So, Rams and Hilchos Meiser, Perek Beis, right on to Levi. Okay, so Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel. Okay. She says like this. She says, this is Gimel first. Perosh einun ruyos la'achila v'katnam. Fruits which aren't fit for eating when they're little. Kigon aboser u'kiyotzeba, like grapes, in their early stages, are not fit for eating. Einun chayv ha'maisros ha'jigdil li'asocha. So they're not chayv ha'maisros until they grow and become an ochel. Okay, not chayv ha'maisros until it grows and becomes an ochel. Shenemar mizera ha'aretz mipri ha'etz. From the produce of land, from the pre, it achias a peri until it becomes a pre, until it becomes a fruit. V'chein ha'tvua ve'akitnias, also tvua grains and the beans, right? Shenemar aser to aser, es kol tvuas zaracha. You have to take a tenth off of the tvua of your planting, achitas a tvua, until it becomes tvua, until it becomes grain. So it has to become defined as a pre, defined as grain. Okay, the code, the zuhi ona ha-maisros. This is called the time. Ona means time, the time of the maisros. The kodem shetikia tfuah v'aperos ona zu, motor lechol mehem kol ma'ashiyotze b'chol derech shiyotze. So before it gets to that point, you want to go out into the field and eat the stuff before that time. There's no chiyav maisr. Once chiyav maisr kicks in, it's tevel. You're not allowed to eat it. Once, right, so if you want to eat it before that kicks in, that's okay. After that, it's a chayav maisr, and you're not allowed to eat it. Okay? So it's when it becomes a pre, or it becomes tevuah. Okay, that's called the time of maisros. So now what are these times? So ezu yonas maisros is halacha hay. Mishigia peros lizar l'smach. So when the plants, are fit to grow, to plant. And if you take the thing, could you now seed it? Could you use that to grow other things? That's just a way to measure when it becomes an ochel. It basically gives a bunch of lists. It goes through a lot of different fruits. And talks about when it's defined as an ochel, when it's defined as being a pre. Right? When it's defined as being a pre, when it's defined as being tefuah. It gives a bunch of every single fruit, every single thing has different amounts. Okay, different amounts and different simanim of development, signs that the thing has graduated to being called a pre, to being called tefuah. Okay, the relevant one for us is tefuah, which is grains. Okay, so the Rambam says. Okay, when it reaches, when it brings forth a third of its growth. When it's a third of its growth, then it's defined as tefuah. Okay, then it's defined as tefuah, and then it's called tefuah zaracha. It's only tefuah when it's a third of the way developed. Prior to that point, it's not called tefuah. Prior to these points, it's not called the pre. Okay, and therefore there's no chiyuv ma'aser, and therefore you're allowed to eat. Okay? So far, so good? Okay. So that's wrong. Now, this is based on the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara is in Rosh Hashanah. We're going on a little bit of a trip here. Okay? Not too much, but a little bit of a trip. It's good to know this. I mean, these things come up, so, you know, it's good for your Torah trivia. You know? Not for Torah ball, but, you know, for the fact that when you do sugyas, these types of things come up, it's good to have some basic facts and areas, because otherwise you get totally lost. And, you know, so it's always nice to do things that you're not familiar with. You know, keep doing that, and you end up becoming familiar with most things. So, yeah, okay. So the Gemara is in Rosh Hashanah, based on this. It says Tanan Hasan. This is a Mishnah on Maestros. Atilson Misha Titzmach. You have it? It's Yerbez and Bez. It's like 10 lines in the bottom. Atilson is a kind of a I forgot what it is. Kind of a fruit, vegetable, or whatever. So, you know, Misha Titzmach. When it's able to sprout forth, you're able to plant it. Atavua ve'azesim, tavua, produce, I mean grains, and olives, mishiv yishlesh. When they're a third, shlesh. Okay? Fine. So, Menohanimili, how do you know this? So, Mar says, Amar Ravasi, Amar Rav Yochanan, no matavai, miketz sheva shonim. There's another nafkamina by Shemitah. Okay? Because you're not allowed to eat the fruits of the seventh year. Okay, Shemitah. You're allowed to eat the fruits of the eighth year, not the fruits of the seventh year. Okay? So how do you define whether it's a fruit of the seventh year or fruit of the eighth year? So it depends when it becomes a fruit. So it says like this. Miketz sheva shanim, at the end of 7 years, b'moed shnas ha-shemitah, in the time of the seventh year, the year of Shemitah, b'chag ha-sukkos, on chag ha-sukkos. And it's talking about the sukkos after Shemitah. This is, I think, the episode of Hakel, which is the sukkos after Shemitah. So shnas ha-shemitah, ma'yavidite, b'chag ha-sukkos, shminasi. So in other words, it's saying it's a contradiction of the pasuk. On one hand, it's saying it's the seventh year. On the other hand, it's saying it's the eighth year. So which one is it? Is it the seventh year or is it the eighth year? So it's a lomar l'cha kol tevua she'evia shlish b'shvias l'fnei Rosh Hashanah, any tevua that became a third of the way developed during the seventh year ata noig b'minak shvias b'shminas. So even though it's the eighth year, vis-a-vis that tefua, even though you pick the tefua, let's say in the eighth year, since it developed a third in the seventh year, so it's defined as a seventh year fruit, and you're not allowed to eat it. Okay? So again, as the thing became a fruit during the seventh year, then it's Shemitah, produce, and you're not allowed to eat it. Even though you pick it in the eighth year, but I don't care, but when did it become a fruit? It became a fruit in the third. During the seventh year. Okay? So the Gemara says, okay, it's very nice, but how do you know it's a third? Who said third? Doesn't say anywhere third, doesn't say. It just says there is such a thing as a fruit which is emerges in the seventh year, now it's eighth year. So the Gemara, I'm jumping now, it says on the, all the way to the Gabbana Yigimam et Aleph. Elamin Alan, two lines in the bottom. Kedetanya Rionasam and Yosef Amar Asas es ha-tvua l'shalosh ha-shanim. So then you should make the tvua for 3 years. I'll take the shalosh ela the shlesh, not for 3 years, but the shlesh, like a third. It's a drash, but basically the point is, as Rashi explains, she asa kishehi b'shlesh bishula. Or Tosa says it also, asiyasa. It's a play on the words, but basically it's teaching that the asiya of produce, when it becomes produce, when it's a third ripe. Okay, so this is from the pasuk. That basically tfua, the pre, is defined as a pre when it's a third of the way. That's when it's asa, when it's made. When it becomes tfua, when it's a third. So therefore, for Shemitah, if you want to know, is it a seventh year of fruit? Did it become a third? Did it become a pre? Did it become tfua in the seventh year? Vis-a-vis ma'isa, did it become tfua? Is it a pre? Okay? So far, so good. So far, everything is aligned with what we thought. It's not a pre until the seventh year. Until it's a shlesh. Until it's the third. Right? It's not tefua until it's the third. Okay. Now let's look at Tosus. So Tosus is the Tosu Yubez and Yubez HaTefua. Okay, this is the last source, basically. So don't get nervous. Okay? Last source. So it's in Tosus. It's a big Tosus book. It's just jump in the middle. In Toma. Okay. Let me just cut to the chase. I'm going to skip his question. I'm just going to do his answer. Because I really want to know one point here. It says, V'yesh lomar. It's the first wide line. The bekulu nicha, by all other produce, by all other fruits, it's good. The chazu kishir ha-mefurash b'ham. Because the different shir, again, the Gemara has lots of different mishnahs, different shiurim, when certain things are chayav and ma'isos. And it's very good that those shiurim are exactly when the thing becomes edible. By all the fruits, it's always, the shear is always when the thing literally becomes chazil. Chazil means chazil for achila. It becomes edible. Aval tfuah v'zesim, but tfuah and zesim, which is grains and olives, kodem havash l'shnami chazil. They're fit for eating even before it's a shlesh. Kidam rinan perka motzi. And he proves it from two sources. Okay, I'm jumping a little bit. Umehai taima, right? So this is, he's positing that tefuah is actually edible before a third. So that's why the Gemara wants to know, how do you know you go by shlesh? How do you know by tefuah you go by shlesh? Because it's actually edible beforehand. And that's what the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah are trying to figure out. Who says by tefuah it becomes chayv and meiser and shmitah and all that when it's a third? Because after all, it is edible before that point. Okay? And it brings a proof from Shvias. So it says, you see, by Shemitah, we don't define it, but when it brings a third. Okay? So there's a point here in the Chashban that Shemitah, Meiser is, it's sometimes Shvias preempts Meiser. Okay? But basically, he's saying is that with the positive, if you see by Shvias that it's not defined as a pre, or it's not defined the seventh year until it's a third, certainly vis-a-vis Meiser, it's not defined as that. So that's not really important for our purposes. The point is that Tosus is saying clearly produce, tefua, is edible before it's a third, yet the Gzeiras HaKasav is that it's not defined as tefua. It's not defined as pre until it's a third. It's not chayev and meiser. It's not defined as a seventh year fruit as opposed to an eighth year fruit until it reaches a third. Everything else, when you say pre, you mean edible. By tefuah, you don't mean edible. You mean it has a shame pre. It has a shame tefuah. Which we have to understand what that means exactly. But it doesn't mean it's physically edible. It's physically edible already before a third. I don't know when, but before a third. Okay? And the Gzeiras HaKasav is, it's not defined as tvua until it's a third. Asas as a tvua. It's asiya is a third of the ripening. For some reason, and I think we have to explain that. What kind of thing is that? By all the other ones, Tosas is saying it's not true. All the other ones, once it's edible, that's it. By the way, there is a uniqueness by the way, I'll say also, the Rambam also says is that that by the pre, until it becomes a pre, one of his examples was boser, which is unripe grapes. He says, until it becomes a pre. Okay? Hajiyagilviyasu ochal, until it becomes an ochal. Right? Hajiyasu viya pre. But boser is the Rambam in Tomas Ochlam, Aleph Yud Gimel, I think, which says openly that boser is edible. It is edible. So I think the Ram also, he's saying it becomes an ochel, it becomes a pre, doesn't necessarily mean it's edible. It means that there's a certain amount of development where it has a shame of a pre, or a shame of tefuah. And it's only, I think, it's only by, what's unique here? About you have it by tefuah and by olives, and the Ram seems to have it by bosa, which is by grapes. The oraisa, you're only chayav in meiser, you should know this, in meiser and in truma, by dagan tirosh v'yetzar. Which is, we say in Shema, right? It's your Dagon and your Tirosh and your Yetzar. Dagon is grains, Tirosh is wine. There's a wine called Tirosh, right? That's a brand of wine. That's why I remember it. Tirosh is wine, it's grapes, and Yetzar is olives. Dimin HaTorah, those are three chashav things, and those are the only three things that are chayv and shumas maisos deoraisa. Okay? Those are chashav. All other fruits is just the rabban. Okay? So, by these things, it seems like that's what it's saying is that there's this gezeiras hakasav, even though it's edible, it's not defined as pre or as tefuah until shlesh. Okay? But it's edible. But it is edible. So, well, at least maybe things are starting to make a little bit of sense now. I mean, we have to go to Rashi and whatever. So when the Rav was saying it's not a pre, I don't think he said it's inedible. We thought he meant that. Right? L'chayat shulch, it's just because it's not in a pre. Ein ba'isar chadash. He says it's not a pre. But he doesn't mean it's inedible. Tosa says it is edible. Right? The Rambam says it's also to eat. How could the Rambam say it's also to eat a thing if it's not edible? But it means it could be edible. it's just not a pri. It's not tefuah. It's not the finest tefuah. And it seems like that's, we have to explain this thing, but it seems like that's what the machlokas is between Rashi and the Rambam, is the thing, is it yasser and chadash before it's a tefuah? Before it's defined technically as tefuah. It seems like the Rav Schiddush and Rashi is it's not. But the Rambam seems to hold that it is. Right? So we have to explain what this idea is, that it's not, that it doesn't have a shame pari. What does that mean? It's edible. What do you mean? It's not an ochal. Is it edible? Is it not edible? What is that idea? And once we do that, then I think we're ready to explain the Rashi and Rambam. It says before it's edible, it's not going to be also. That's an open halacha. That's an halacha, and hopefully I can find it. But there's a halacha that anything which is not roi to eat is not asr achila. But mechalos asuros, if it's not edible, there's no asr achila, because you can't ask something in eating if it's not a food, right? It's not roi leger. That's the shir. Roi leger means if a human being, a ger, even a lowly human being would eat it. If a lowly human being wouldn't eat it, it's not asr achila, which makes sense. Man, it could be asr, it's not even a food. But that's, let me see if I can find the Rambam quickly. Okay, so maybe it's just simple. Is that by tefuah, these three things are like chashav items. Okay? So tefuah isn't just another vegetable. Grain isn't just another vegetable. It grows from the ground, but it's unique. And so are grapes and so are olives. They're still special items. And what makes them special is because they're special. Now, it's not special if it's underdeveloped. Underdeveloped grain isn't special. Look, can you eat it? Is it whatever? But that's not like there's a certain thing. It's like their identity is tefuah is because it's a chashuva item. Now it's not it only has that quality when it's developed fully. If you take the thing in a lesser amount, so it's true. We'll buy an apple or whatever. Let's say some other item, some other fruit, some other thing which develops partially. So you could say, once it's edible, then it's edible. Now, it has more to go, could develop more and get even better and bigger, and that's just all quantitative things, you know? But since these items are items which have a qualitative identity as being tevuah, as being cool grapes, as being olives, which are chashuv, so their identity is tied in with their chashivas, and their chashivas only emerges when it's a shlesh. So prior to that point, even though it is edible, but it lacks the shem tefuah. Tefuah means that awesome stuff that grows from wheat stalks. And if it's not awesome, it's not edible, it's not fully, it's more than just edible. It needs a little more than being edible. It's a certain point of development which the Torah sets up as a shlesh. So even though you could eat it earlier, fine, but it's not tefuah. But it's a food. It's another food, it's another vegetable. There are a lot of vegetables out there. Not every vegetable has this great quality of being tefuah. Not everything. The pre here is dependent, like by grapes or by olives, it's a pre. But it's not just one. Other peros are defined as a pre once they're edible. But olive, that's not an olive. That's not a grape. You could eat it, you know, but it's not really what it's meant to be. That's not the entity of tefuah, of pre. Okay? They're separate. They're different. Because they're unique and they're distinct, you see the Torah makes them distinct because you see there are those who have chumas and maestros from the Torah. So these are the chashav items. And then a chashav item, when it's underdeveloped, it's not the item. But a non-chashav item, you'll say if it's not developed, so just lacking in quantity, whatever. But when the quantity, when it's so special, it only has that when it really has when it's fully formed. Not fully formed, but there's a line. There's a cutoff point before which it does not define this form. Although it's edible. And a third, it partakes of the chashivas of the thing, of the of grain that you could call it tefuah. Before that point, although you could eat it, it doesn't partake of the chashivas of the grain. Already the chashiva starts emerging when it's a third. Then it's defined as called tefuah. Prior to that point, maybe you could start making bread out of it. Before that point, I don't know, I'm just saying. I don't know, it's hard to know, we don't have farmers, we don't know the exact numbers, but that there should be a point is makes sense. Now you're just saying, well, what do you think the point should be? I mean, you know, it's hard for us to really relate to these things. You know, but that's exercise gossip. It's defining. That's what it says. Also, that's what it's defined. It's tefuah. And that's the thing I was looking for. And that's what there's like a separate, Ram brings in a separate image for tefuah and for olives because they're different. So far, so good? So that's why he says, Achiyasa Ochel. He doesn't mean until it becomes edible. He means it's the Ochel, which was relevant here, the Pri, the Tzvua. It's a certain kind, a certain quality of the Ochel that it emerges. It doesn't mean until it's edible. I'm assuming the Rambam is learning the same as Tosa, that it's edible. You know, so, but it doesn't have the shame, and that's what Tosa means. That's what the Rav means. It doesn't have the shame Pri. It's not a Pri. It doesn't mean it's inedible. If it's inedible, how could the Rambam say Tosa eat it? You with me so far? So what we have left is, so what's the machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi? I mean, now at least we have the facts. Is that what do you say now when you have Kadosh, which is growing, and it's not yet a third, right? It's not yet a third, but it is edible. Is there an Esarchila? That's Kadosh. Is there an Esarchila on it? The Rav is claiming for Rashi. No. The Rambam is holding yes. So we just have one definition to give now. Rambam agrees that vis-a-vis Meiser, it's not Chayav Meiser until it's a Shlesh, until it's defined as Tvua. Vis-a-vis Shemitah, I don't know, I didn't look, but he's just questioning vis-a-vis Yisr Chadash. Is Yisr Chadash Chal on it right away? Or is Yisr Chadash, the Rav is saying, according to Rashi, the Yisr Chadash isn't Chal until it's a Pray. But the Rambam doesn't hold that way. Right? You'd think that the Yisr Chadash is an Yisr on Tvua. Right, that's what Rashi's saying. It's a shame tvua. So that's what Rashi's whole thing, that the Isra Chadash is restricting your achila of tvua to tvua chayishana, not tvua chadasha. Right. So what's the Rambam holding? Okay, ready? Here's the Rambam. Chadash Ketzar. Kol echad mechameshes mine tvua bilvad. Aser lechol mechadash ala. So it is. It has to relate to tvua because it's what's on chadash. Chadash is only by the five mine tvua. Doesn't apply by apples. Chadash is specifically by grains. So kol echad mechameshes mine tvua bilvad aser lechol mechadash ala. Kodim shiakrav hom mevashish aser benisan. So he does say tvua. Ramos says kol tvua shehesrisha kodim akravas omer. I mean, he's calling it tvua, right? But yet he says adjias is tvua. It's not tvua till shlesh. So what does he mean? In what sense is it tvua? So Matt says this is what Ram says. Kol echad mechameshes mine tvua bilvad. It's not on the shame tvua, but it's on the min tvua. The species. There are certain species of produce which are called species of tvua. Now, of course, they're called the species of tvua because they result in tvua eventually. They eventually, when they fully develop. But those species, those minim, the Torah place in Yisr Chadash. You're not allowed to eat them when they're chadash. So it's the Isser is on certain minim, mine tvua, species of grains. Now again, those species are called those species because they result in grains. But the Isser isn't on a chafza of tvua. Rashi learns it's on a shem tvua. Chadash is a Torah telling you, how should you eat your tvua? Eat your tvua when it's yashan, not when it's chadash. But it's an Isser in the chafza shel tvua. If it's not a shlesh, there's no chavtza shel tvua. It's not a pri. There's no esar chadash. There's no chiv chumos ma'asos. There's no esar chadash. The Rambam's learning is that the isser is on these minim. You're not allowed to eat these minim when they're chadash. Now they're minim tvua, but it's the min. Now, of course, they have to be edible because this can't have an esar chila. But that's not part of the condition. It's just that it's chadash beforehand, it's just not, oh, it's not edible, so there's no Isra Chila. So practically, I mean, Isra Chila, you know, it kicks in as soon as it's edible, I mean, as long as it's chadash. And it could be it's good, is that in the Rambam, the whole Isra is, I mean, it's kind of what you're saying yesterday, is that the whole Isra is to eat it early. Right? That's the Isra, is the wait till it's yashan, don't eat it when it's chadash. So, you'll say early it's not tvua. Exactly, don't eat it. Eat it when it's yashan. And as the Isser is to preempt the thing, you have to control yourself, right? This is a philosophically, don't go for your instant gratification and just go for eating it immediately, but wait until it develops. Wait until it's yashan. So you'll say, does the Isser apply? Are you allowed to eat it when it's really early, before it's even tvua? Of course, that's also included in the Isser. The Isser is you know, you have to wait. Can't preempt and wait and eat it too early. You have to wait till it becomes old. So can't eat it when it's new tvua. You can't eat it when it's pre-tvua. Because the minim are aser until you have the Karban Omer, or until you have the Omer, or it's Yashan. It's defined as Yashan. So it's like, in this area, my point is more just to say, in this area, it's not a problem to say that the Isser is before it becomes Tvoah. Because the whole Isser is to eat it when it's young. So to say it like Rashi's way is kind of funny. It's like you're allowed to eat it when it's really young, before it becomes Tvoah. Then when it becomes Tvoah, Chadash, then it's Asr. Then it becomes Mutter when it becomes Gashem, you know? But I mean, look, Rashi is just learning it's a din in the Chatz of Tvoah. It's how you eat Chatz of Tvoah. So if it's not Tvoah yet, then it's no problem. That's the halachic definition. Well, I'm just saying it's the minim. The minim, you're not allowed to eat until as long as they're chadash. So the min is the min, as long as it's edible. Right, the min, it is the min, when the min means the species. So, I mean, a botanist, of course, that's what it is. It's just that, in terms of a man's classification of what kind of food is it, well, it's the chashivas of lachem, and tfuah only emerges once that min is sufficiently developed. So then the min takes on, it realizes its shem tfuah. But the min is the underlying botanical, what, agricultural entity. So these entities, the halacha is, you can't jump the gun and eat them before they become yashan. You can't eat them as chadash. So it doesn't matter if it has a shem tfuah or not. Rashi's learning it's nesan the shem chadash. So within shem tfuah. So within Rashi, so that's what the Rav is saying. If it's not a third, so there's no isser chadash on it. So it's not that Omer is matiret. It's just that it becomes yashan next year. So then they have the Rav's whole six veka. Rav explains it. But according to the Rambam, the isser chadash is right away. So therefore, there's a matir right away. Right, so the matir is going to be right away. So therefore, there's only one suffix. He's not going to hold by it. I'm claiming that the Rambam's not going to hold by this whole suffix. It doesn't make because there's only one thing. Is once the thing is a tefuah, once the thing is a isser chadash, now you have the matir. You have the matir, and the thing becomes so. There's only one thing. So there's no. You don't have this dual system. Shlish isn't really relevant according to the isser chadash according to the Rambam. Shlish isn't relevant. What? The Bagar that the Rav got it from, the Shlesh. Yeah, that's what I'd like to do next week. Because the Rav supported his thing based upon Rashi, but Rashi is the one who said in the Gemara that the Omer is only Matir once it's Shlesh. The Gemara brought in Shlesh, but it didn't say what Rashi really said it, that the Omer isn't Matir unless it's Lomahani, unless it's a Shlesh. The Rav, so I'd like to do is to see how the Rav's going on the Gemara. And there's another question is, let me ask you a question is what would you say if you have something which took root in the Omer? You cut the Omer at night and then you bring the Omer during the day. So let's say something takes root in between those two. What would you say? So it's Machlokas in the Gemara. I think I'd like to explain it according to Rashi and the Rambam. I don't know if it's going to be the same thing because that makes a big difference how you learn this whole sugya based on Rashi or the Rambam. But so hopefully we'll tie these things out next week. That's what I'm looking to do. Not sure that I'm going to do that, but that's what I think I'm going to do next week.